August, God's Amazing Grace. God's Kingdom in the Heart, August 1st. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The government under which Jesus lived was corrupt and oppressive. On every hand were crying abuses, extortion, intolerance, and grinding cruelty. Yet the Savior attempted no civil reforms. He attacked no national abuses, nor condemned the national enemies. He did not interfere with the authority or administration of those in power. He who was our example kept aloof from earthly governments. Not because he was indifferent to the woes of men, but because the remedy did not lie in merely human and external measures. To be efficient, the cure must reach men individually, and must regenerate the heart. Some of the Pharisees had come to Jesus demanding when the kingdom of God should come. More than 3 years had passed since John the Baptist gave the message that, like a trumpet call, had sounded through the land, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And as yet these Pharisees saw no indication of the establishment of the kingdom. Jesus answered, "The kingdom of God cometh not with outward show, margin, neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there.' For, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God begins at the heart. Look not here or there for manifestations of earthly power to mark its coming." The works of Christ not only declared him to be the Messiah, but showed in what manner his kingdom was to be established. It comes through the gentleness of the inspiration of his word, through the inward working of his spirit, the fellowship of the soul with him who is its life. The greatest manifestation of its power is seen in human nature brought to the perfection of the character of Christ. When God gave his Son to our world, he endowed human beings with imperishable riches. Riches compared with which the treasured wealth of men since the world began is nothingness. Christ came to the earth and stood before the children of men with the hoarded love of eternity, and this is the treasure that, through our connection with him, we are to receive, to reveal, and to impart.